listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Hosea chapter 11 and speak to you about how God draws us with gentle cords. Here's the word of the Lord from Hosea chapter 11, verses 3 and 4. I taught Ephraim to walk, taking them by their arms, but they did not know that I healed them. I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love, and I was to them as those who take the yoke from their neck. I stooped and fed them. The tribe of Ephraim was the dominant tribe of the northern kingdom of Israel. So often in the book of Hosea, God spoke to Israel through the name Ephraim. In this passage, God reminded Israel through Hosea the prophet of his tender love for Israel. He says, I taught Ephraim to walk, but they did not know that I healed them. God did a lot for Israel that they were never aware of. This same principle is true in our relationship with God today. We are often blessed and protected by God far beyond what we can see. Often we attribute some blessing directly from the hand of God. We attribute it to some other source. But with Israel, God guided them along the way. It says, taking them by their arms. The picture here is of a parent leading a child, teaching that child how to walk by holding the child's arms and supporting the child as they make their awkward steps. It's easy to see in your mind's eye, isn't it? A toddler's halting steps with the loving father holding each upraised hand of the child, guiding it along the way with strength and balance. The father knows that if he were to let go, the child would fall. So, taking them by their arms, he holds on. It's a tender picture of our tender God, as it says in Psalm 103, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame, he remembers that we are dust. Knowing Israel had to return to the Lord, God set about doing it in his powerful and gentle way. He says, I drew them with gentle cords, with bands of love. Even when God draws his people, it is with gentle cords of love, not with harsh manipulation or coercion. God wants to win us over, but not with brute force. He has the power, and perhaps even the right, to simply overpower our will and to make us choose him. But he doesn't work that way. His will is to woo, and he definitely draws us. Yet he draws us with gentle cords, with bands of love. God does it this way because he wants more than our obedience. God wants our love. He knows that once our love is freely given to him, then obedience will follow. God doesn't want slaves or robots in his servants, but he wants free men and free women who will freely choose him, drawn with gentle cords, with bands of love. In the ancient world, the empires of Persia and Greece fought bitter wars. There was said to be a great difference between their soldiers. In the Persian army, soldiers were like slaves, and they were driven into battle with whips and threats. In the Greek army, soldiers were free men and patriots, and they fought for Sparta and Greece out of love for country and a sense of duty. The smaller armies of Greece often beat the larger armies of Persia. You see, God calls us as an army of free men and free women, grateful patriots of the kingdom of God. And when we accept and respond to the drawing action of God, the reward is great. God said through the prophet Hosea that he was to Israel as those who take the yoke from their neck. This refers to relaxing and loosening the yoke collar of a plowing animal, giving the animal rest and freedom to breathe. Drawn by gentle cords to him, we then find our burden easy and his yoke light. How much does God want this for you? The prophet Hosea gives you a clue when he said on God's behalf to Israel, "I stooped and fed them." God humbled himself to minister to his needy people. One might think that it's almost beneath the dignity and honor of God to stoop so low for his people, but God never thinks so. Jesus stooped all the way from the ivory palaces of heaven to the humiliating death on the cross, and he did it all to draw you with gentle cords, with bands of love. Hey, have you thanked God for this lately? For his gentle cords and his bands of love? Thank him for it today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.